It's been more than a decade since Iris DeMent last released a collection of original songs. Now she's out with Working on a World. It's a country folk album with many of the spiritual themes that thread through her catalog, laced with references to modern issues like gun violence and police brutality. Iowa Public Radio's Clay Masters caught up with her at home in Iowa City.
There's really no mistaking the singing voice of Iris DeMent.
There's a lot of people talking about getting in the glory land way. Walking straight and narrow because they're trying to get to heaven someday.
Many of DeMent's songs have a spiritual theme.
I really believe that I have been given an ability to deliver my songs. Not everybody's going to get them, but there's people that get them and they need them.
DeMent was born in Arkansas, the youngest of 14 kids, and says she grew up watching her mother ask a lot of questions about their faith. And you can hear that inspiring her songs ever since her 1992 debut album.
Everybody is wondering what and where they all came from. Everybody is worrying about where they're gonna go when the whole thing's done. But no one knows for certain, and so it's all the same to me. I think I'll just let the mystery be.
DeMent has been nominated for a couple of Grammys, but is far from a household name. Even so, she's authentic as they come, says country music historian and Hall of Famer Marty Stewart.
You can listen to most artists and tell who inspired them or where they tipped off from. And there are very few artists that are so original that that is almost non-existent. And when I hear Iris, it's just a total original.
Stewart produced a song that's an introduction for many to DeMent's work, a quirky duet from the late 90s that she sang with her longtime collaborator, the late legendary John Prine. DeMent remembers when Prine sent her the lyrics to In Spite of Ourselves.
I saw the words and, you know, I came out of the Pentecostal church and I was like, I can't do this. I mean, like, my heart started racing. I can't do this.
Here's why.
He ain't got laid in a month of Sundays. Caught him once and he was sniffing my undies. He ain't too sharp, but he gets things done. Drinks his beer like it's oxygen. But he's my baby and I'm his honey. Never gonna let him go.
In spite of ourselves, we'll end up sitting on a rainbow.
And then, of course, everybody loved it, and I've sang it 1,000 times since, and I got to where I enjoyed and loved singing it.
John Prine died after contracting COVID-19 in the early days of the pandemic. DeMent says he joins a group of important figures in her life that are no longer physically here but still show up in her music.
John was so present when he was here. Like a few other people I know, my mom, I put in that category. They were so here. I mean, I don't want to be all spooky about it. It's not like that, but I feel like I carry him. And that's just a really wonderful feeling.
You can hear that presence guiding her in this latest batch of songs. She wrote them these last 8 years here at home in Iowa City on her old Mason and Hamlin grand piano, beginning with Working on a World, which she wrote right after the 2016 election.
I got so down in trouble, I nearly lost my head. I started waking every morning, filled with sadness, fear, and dread.
So I sing that song and I get fortified. I feel like, yeah, you know, I'm part of this human family that's been here for a really long time, and some number of us is going to go on, and I got work to do.
I'm down working on a world I may never see. I'm joining forces with the warriors of love who came before and will follow you and me.
Fellow songwriter Anna Egge was excited when DeMent showed her these new songs last year. She says they speak to the influence DeMent has on musicians like her.
I remember one time she said, Anna, do you think anybody ever asked Johnny Cash who Johnny Cash should be? And she said, I don't think so. So be who you are, figure that out, and keep figuring that out.
Dement says even at 62, all of her songs are little reminders to herself as she keeps figuring her own life out.
For some weird reason, the kind of culture we live in makes it even more difficult to remember what we know. My songs, I think I write in a way that's what I'm trying to do for myself, and I use them for myself in that same way, and I send them out in the world.
For now, Iris Dement is back on the road for the first time since before the pandemic, singing her songs for anyone that might also need a few spiritual reminders.
A dream come true from way back.